welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there that's listening. Make sure you go to SeanGreenShow.com. That's SeanGreenShow.com. All the podcasts are up. Definite news going up there. Major announcement coming up from the Sean Green Show later on. It's regarding January 2015. You don't want to miss that. I've been teasing it all day today, so make sure you stay tuned for that. On the Super Celebrity Hotline right now, we had her on a couple months ago, and she was so fun with us. I knew I had to have her back. Air Force Amy, working girl at the world-famous Bunny Ranch. You also probably saw her on the HBO Smash hit series Cat House. She's on with us right now. Hey, what's going on?
Hi, Sean. How are you? I missed you. They all come back.
I know, right? Yeah, I was like, I got to have you back on, and because we had so much fun last time you were on, and here you go.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back.
And so what have you been up to since the last time we spoke?
Was I in California the last time we spoke?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, well, I made it home safe and off that quarter.
Oh, man. See, this is why I like having you on, because you're just so full of energy, and you bring the energy level up like 20% here. It's like it's already like at 100% here, then you bring it up an extra 20%.
It is. I love your podcast. I honestly do listen, and when I put the event down in my calendar, I love Sean. I just love you. I love your energy, too.
Oh, great. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Now, all right. I definitely got to bring this up because this has been all over the news, and I definitely had to get your opinion on it. The Bill Cosby situation and all these women popping up saying he's been, you know, that he raped them, you know. So, I mean, what's your opinion on Bill Cosby? Do you believe all this stuff happened?
I believe it 1,000%.
Oh, wow. So what's your
1,000.
What's your analysis of this?
I think once, you know, the girls that didn't say anything for so long, it doesn't, you know, where does that come up in a conversation? Oh, yeah, by the way, I woke up one day and I was drugged and I think Bill Cosby raped me. Mm-hmm. You know, that just doesn't come up in a conversation.
Yeah, and see, like, when the first one happened, I'm like, okay, maybe this is, you know, somebody just won money, and then it's like another one came out, and another one came out, and another one came out. And it's to the point now where it's, like, it's at least 20 to 25 women that came out and accused Bill Cosby of this. And I'm like, oh, my God, you know, and I was a big fan of the Cosby Show, but now I can't even watch that show without thinking of him doing that. And even when Janice Dixon came out and she had the pictures of him and
you know, it's like, yeah, you can't rape the willing in that account, but you know, but all the other ones, I believe 5,000%. And
wow.
You know what, he's gonna get away with it just like OJ. Deny.
Wow.
But at least the women get to have their say.
Wow. So how's the brothel business out there at the Bunny Ranch?
It's hopping and popping, like always. We're so lucky. Nothing affects our business. I mean, just sometimes, you know, we'll get a boom because of a cat house show or something. But now it's, you know, the ski slopes are open. We're getting our cute little snowboarders in. Yeah.
Yeah. And also, the AVN Awards are going to be there in January. I'm guessing that business is definitely going to be popping once, you know, the AVN Awards gets there and you're going to have spectators and all that stuff is going on.
Yeah, AVN is actually in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
You know, and we're in Reno.
Uh-huh.
The people, that's a very, very common mistake. We are an 8-hour drive from Las Vegas, or a 1-hour flight. But there are 1-hour commuter flights, like every hour on the hour from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. from Vegas to Reno. So a lot of guys, they'll be going into Vegas and they'll take a commuter flight. We pick them up at the airport. They can stay overnight for free in a VIP suite, guest suite, and then go back the next day or also just go back the same day.
Well,
so we do get a lot of business out of Vegas, but mostly people flying into Reno.
Oh, yeah, I'll definitely. I mean, I would take an hour flight. You kidding me? I'll take an hour flight to Reno from Vegas?
And our airport is really small and easy to navigate. It's real small. It's smaller than, like, Phoenix or smaller than, like, you know, John Wayne's. It's small. It's real easy.
Yeah, and it was a story about the Sadie Ranch being shut down. Are they still shut down out there?
I'm not sure what happened.
Yeah, they were talking about it was like illegal prostitution going on there and all kind of stuff like that. So and they said it was shut down. And I was like, you know, I could ask Air Force Amy about this.
Yeah, you know what? I wouldn't doubt it. Almost all the mom and pop brothels have shut down. And even the bigger ones, Dennis has bought them up because they just don't have the business coming through the door. We don't have the foot traffic like we used to because of Craigslist.
Yeah.
And Redbook and things like that.
Yeah, and the back
pages
and all that stuff, yeah. For
the last 10 or 15 years, you can find out if a girl, you know, has tattoos, if she smokes, if she does a bareback BJ, and she lives, you know, she's on time, and it's $200, you know, and the guys still forget that it's illegal and crime breeds crime, and something bad's going to happen, then they're not going to have a complaint system.
Yeah, and there's been so many stories, especially here in Chicago, and this is why I think that we need a Bunny Ranch in Chicago. We need a Chicago branch of the Bunny Ranch here, because it's so many stories here in Chicago about, you know, women getting caught on Craigslist and Backpage, you know, selling their bodies, and then some. And you know, when you do the research on some of these sites, you know, these women are charging like $200-$300, and I'm like, well, if you can afford $200-$300, you can go to the Bunny Ranch.
Yeah, hey, we might be there by tomorrow. We have like 90-mile-an-hour winds tonight. You just might have legal prostitution in the Bunny Ranch in Chicago tomorrow.
Well, that is definitely a go-go for me, because, you know, I just love the Bunny Ranch, and I know I told Dennis I'm going to come down and visit.
Keep saying so.
Well, you know what?
Your word.
I'm going to be attending the and I was going to save this announcement for later in the show, but I might as well make the announcement right now. The Sean Green Show will be going to the AVN Awards 2015. We're going to have video. We're going to have live broadcast, and you may see me show up at the Bunny Ranch. It's only an hour away, so I'm definitely going to.
I'm gonna escort you personally. I'm going to come down to AVN and get you and bring you up to the Bunny Ranch.
Well, I'm definitely down for that. I am definitely down for that. So, I mean, all right. So, how's Dennis doing? I haven't talked to him in a while, and I need to talk to him. How's he doing?
Dennis is doing great. We're on our sixth brothel purchase. The Kit Kat is getting ready to open up. You know, there's three brothels like a quarter mile down the street from the Bunny Ranch, and they're in a cul-de-sac, and there's three of them. One is the Kit Kat, one is the Sagebrush. The Kit Kat's called the Love Ranch now.
Oh.
The Love Ranch and the Sagebrush. And, oh, yeah. No, it's the Kit Kat that's opening up. So within the next month, it should be open. So now he's calling that whole area the Red Light District.
I like that. Red Light District. So
yeah.
I know exactly where to go. But since I know you're going to be escorting me down, then I know. Trust me, I'm going to trust you.
You might not just make it past my house. I'll put a sign on it saying it's the Bunny Ranch.
Well, I'm down for whatever you give me, because you are definitely a catch, because I always have fun when I have you on the show. And
thank you.
And that's one of the good things. And I got to have you on more so we can talk about, you know, things that, you know, my other guests are kind of scared to talk about. You know, it's like it's a lot of, you know, relationship stories and sex stories that, you know, some people just don't want to touch. And I know you'll talk about it, because, you know.
Oh, yeah, I'll talk about it.
Yeah, definitely. You know,
I don't care. Well, how many more rocks can you throw at me? But how many more stones can you throw at me? I'm going to tell you like it is.
Oh, man. And that's why I like. I like the truth. I like when you just throw it out there and everything.
Yeah, I know you had mentioned something about this the bad boy image and what attracts women to that.
Oh, yeah, because, you know what, I tend to have that, I guess, that look, but when you actually meet me, I'm like, what do you want to call it? I'm like the gentle giant, you know, because people look at me and be like, oh, I know you're the biker type and all this. And I'm like, no, dude, I'm like, I swear to God, you know, I'm not the biker type at all. I'm just, you know, I'm one of those. I'm about as quiet as you can get. You know, I like to have fun. Yeah. I mean, when I do have fun, don't get me wrong, I let loose. And I let loose, but you know, for the most part, I keep it all bottled up until it's appropriate to let it out.
Yeah, I have to keep it bottled up till it's appropriate.
So tell me, what other adventures you've been getting into? Because I know the last time we talked,
I just did this amazing photo shoot down in Vegas like 3 weeks ago, and I got about 8 good layouts from it and the shots, and it's just amazing.
Wow.
Now, you can see most of them on Twitter, on my Twitter feed at Air Force Amy, because a lot of them are being sent to different magazines, and they don't like you to have the photos published before they publish them, so that's it's kind of, you know, so I have to pass them out sparingly until they get published. Like one set, the cowgirl set, is going to Hustler. The pink or this little white set is going to Penthouse.
I'm looking at them right now on airforceamy.com. Oh my God!
And they have about 6 of them up there. I have a lot on my Twitter feed.
Oh my God! Oh wow! I think I may need a date to AVN.
Some years I go and some years I don't, because it's such a mob scene for me. But it's gotten, but I really like the Hard Rock Hotel, that venue. It's a lot smaller. It's not so hard to walk, and I can, you know, scurry up to my room real quick and take a break. So I'll definitely, now that you're going, I'll definitely go. I'll go ahead and get my reservations. It's a mob scene, man.
Yeah, and I can't wait, because my producer came to me and was like, hey, they want you to come and do AVN. And I'm like, I'm not sure if I want to do it. I mean, I love watching it, and I always wanted to go, but I'm one of those people that I talk about doing it, and then when it comes down to actually doing it, I'll chicken out at the last minute until somebody actually makes me do it. And that's normally some guys in the suit and in a contract and some money. They're always like, okay, well, you can do it if you do it
yeah,
this way.
Do it or lose it.
Right. So at this point, I'm kind of locked into doing it. And it's like I'm excited and scared at the same time, because I don't know what's going to happen. And
you don't know, man. You know, these after parties, that's what you have to be scared
yeah,
of.
And see, like, that's what my producer was telling me, was about the after parties and everything that was going on. And I don't know. It's just that I'm excited and scared at the same time, because
that's how I made a name for myself. It was AVN. I'd go down there and wear these crazy, skimpy little costumes and get in those after parties and show them what I got. And they'd be like, whoa, who is this? I have 4 Brady from the Bunny Ranch.
Yeah, see?
I've never seen anything like that before. I'm like, I know that's right. I know that's right.
So, all right. There we go. There you have it. Air Force Amy, working girl at the world famous Bunny Ranch. Make sure you go to airforceamy.com. That's airforceamy.com. She got 6 fabulous photos up on the website. You have to see it. Make sure you subscribe to her website. She has everything there. And Amy, you are just one of the most beautiful women I ever seen in my life.
I love you so much.
Sean Green Show loves you too.
I'm gonna see you in a couple weeks then.
Oh, definitely.
Okay,
you gotta make it happen. We'll be back right after this.